This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A winter storm warning is in effect for most of the Front Range tonight. The National Weather Service expects the heaviest snow during the evening commute. Denver is forecast to get 2 to 6 inches. Castle Rock, Evergreen, and Boulder could see up to 8 inches. CDOT is warning drivers to stay off the roads during the storm's peak hours after sundown. Several state wildlife areas across the San Luis Valley will be closed soon to the public until summer. CPR's Paolo Schalzeda reports.
It's nesting season for many water birds, including the federally endangered southwestern willow flycatcher. That means Colorado Parks and Wildlife will close the Heigl, Playa Blanco, Rio Grande, Russell Lakes, San Luis Lakes, and Sago Springs wildlife areas today, so birds aren't disturbed as they build nests to raise their young. Nature officials will be working to maintain a healthy environment for the birds. The areas will reopen in mid-July. I'm Paolo Schalzeda, CPR News.
Juneteenth, which celebrates the emancipation of African-American slaves, will be a paid holiday in Aurora. It's a federal holiday as of last year. Aurora joins 35 Colorado cities and counties with the move. And the first chancellor of the Colorado State University system has died. Joe Blake helped establish the CSU Global Campus and increased access for low-income Coloradans. Blake was 86 years old, and he died of cancer yesterday. Heavy snow for the Northern Front Range, single digits for the lows in the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.